enemy!
What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco.
Hello! Welcome to the Nina Blanco podcast. Sorry I didn't come out with an episode last week. It's fine. I was busy. I done been busy because of Galentine's Day. So we're going to get into that in just a little bit. But first things first, it's Breakfast Burrito Friday! You know what it is. Breakfast Burrito Friday. You made it to Friday. You deserve a breakfast burrito. So treat yourself to a breakfast burrito today. Hi. Hello. I just need like a breather almost to just take a moment because I've been busy, man. I've been so busy. I've been running around. I've been trying to keep you on track with Galentine's Day and all of that. Outside of that, it's just like normal, like work and life and stuff. But also like that alone is overwhelming. So adding everything else on top of it and a fundraiser and having to go shopping and having to put everything together. And then work has been just extra crazy. And I'm just like, oh, I need a break. But we're not taking breaks right now. We are having fun. We're thriving. We are working hard. We are getting content out there. And we're freaking trying is what we're doing right now. So I want to give you a Galentine's Day update. Thank you so much for making Galentine's happen for a third year. That is so amazing that we've been able to do it. First of all, for a third year, three times. I had told you how I almost didn't do it just because I was feeling a little bit self-conscious. And we'll talk about that later. But we did end up doing it. And we made it to our goal. My goal was $1,200. We made it to $1,230 raised in total. And then on top of that, thank you to my friend Bex, who has been a huge help throughout this entire thing. She's been my cheerleader. She's been helping me like believe in myself that I can do this for a third year. And she contacted a couple different companies to see if they could donate some stuff to the cause. And we did get a response from someone. We got a response from Bombas. That is a sock company. So thank you so much. They donated 25 pairs of socks to put into the basket. That was very helpful. That was, you know, 25 pairs of socks that I didn't have to spend the money on that I could spend on other things. And it ended up working out perfectly. It was nearly like to the dime that I had used that $1,230 that we had raised. So it was so amazing. If you haven't seen the videos that I put up on my Instagram, go and do that. Find me on Instagram at the Nina Blanco. I put up a couple different videos showing like the shopping, showing all the items that we had, and then finally putting together. Oh, my dogs are barking. Hold on. So I put together a video of putting a basket together and what that looked like. If you follow me on Instagram, I put up on my story, you know, when I loaded up my car of all 25 baskets. And it is a lot of work. It's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun and it is doing some good together. And it is my freaking pleasure to do it. So thank you for being a part of it, helping me gather donations, spreading the word, telling friends. I will say this year for Galentine's Day, this was the most, I think, that it had been shared. I think because I talked about it. I talked about how when you share it helps. It really does bring donations in. And so I noticed this year was the biggest in terms of sharing and people sharing my posts, putting it out there on their own, which was so awesome. And yes, that helped bring in some donations as well. So thank you so much. Because of you, because of that, because of your actual donations and all of it, we were able to accomplish this. And Bex was actually in town because I had talked about her Elevated Witch class that was going to be happening. And she was in town for that. Her event ended up getting canceled. It didn't happen, which is a super big bummer, but she still came out to Denver. She still made a good fun trip out of it. She saw some friends. She went to a concert, and then she helped me out with Galentine's Day, like, even more, which I was like, girl, like, you don't even need to do that. But she did, because she's a real one like that. But she went with me when we went shopping for all of the materials for the Galentine's Day baskets. She came with me shopping, and of course, it ended up being a snowstorm. Love that. It was like a total snowstorm, but we still made it out because we had to make it happen in time to get these Galentine's baskets to everyone by February 13th. And so we went shopping in a snowstorm. We were driving through all of that. And then she came back over the weekend and helped me put together the baskets, you know, pack them all up and everything. So that was really great and very helpful. So thank you so much, Bex, for turning your canceled event still into a very productive trip and for helping me out on that trip. She didn't have to do that, but again, she's just been so helpful in all of this year. So shout out to Bex. Thank you, girlfriend, and go check out her podcast. It's called Tu Tia Bruja. It is available everywhere that you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It's all over the place. It's everywhere. So go and check her out. Go support Bex because she was a huge help in Galentine's this year. So when I dropped off the Galentine's Day baskets, and I thought it was interesting, so I thought I might talk about this a little bit, because I've had a couple people ask me in the past about this, and then Bex asked me this year as we were together doing stuff, and she was like, so what is it like when you drop off the baskets? Like, do you just drop them off and that's it? Do you go in? Do you meet the ladies that are staying there? Like, how does it all go down? And I realized that I've never really talked about this. So this year, I will say, was a little different from the last 2 years that I've done it. But the last 2 years that I've done it, it has very much been, hi, I'm going to drop off this stuff. Here you go. Here's what it is. And you drop off the stuff. It is very much like, it's almost like a school. You know, when you go into a school, they have their front office. And of course, for security purposes, they have doors locked into the rest of the school. But in that front area, there's kind of like an office, administration. And, you know, if you're allowed to go into the school, then you'll go into the school. At least a lot of schools have it that way. And so it was kind of that, where the doors to the main part of the building are closed off to what looks like, I don't know, a free area. It's just maybe like even a cafeteria. I think they have a TV, stuff like that. But all of that was blocked off the last 2 years. Their doors were just closed and locked. And you walk in and it's kind of this front area and you talk to someone through a window and they're in their administrative office and stuff like that. So I would talk to someone through there and I literally would pass all 25 baskets through this little window so that they could put those baskets in their offices. I believe they have to check the baskets just to make sure that all of the items that I'm donating are safe for the women, are new, unused items. I mean, of course, they'll take used items, but it has to be like gently used, so they have to go through everything. Of course, all the items that we're donating are new, but then, you know, they just have to make sure that they're appropriate items and they're okay items to give to the residents that are staying there. So I give all of the baskets to whoever is working the front desk and I fill up their entire office, like talking every single countertop, because their office, first of all, is not even that big, but I cover every single countertop with all of these baskets the last 2 years. And it has very much so been, hi, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Thank you. And they take it in and then I'm like, okay, bye. And I head out. This year was a little bit different. It was a little bit different, and I actually got to meet some of the residents that are staying there, and I talked with the front desk worker, who she's more, I feel like I've gotten volunteers in the past, which volunteers are amazing, but at the same time, sometimes you're just a volunteer and you don't know as many of the administrative background things that are happening. They were just kind of taking my donation. This time around, I did meet with, the housing case manager at Irving Street Women's Residence, and I had asked her, I said, just out of curiosity, how long have you worked here? And she told me she's been working 3 years to the day. And mind you, this is actual Galentine's Day, February 13th, that I drop off these baskets. And I do that on purpose just to be like, this is not Valentine's Day stuff, because being at a women's residence, you know, there are a lot of cases you never know. There are a lot of cases with like domestic abuse, sexual abuse, things like that. And this is an all women's residence. So some of these women don't even want to think about no damn man. And Valentine's Day is very much like, oh, you're thinking about your lover or your significant other or past relationships and stuff like that. So that's kind of why I wanted to do Galentine's Day in the first place, is to remind these women that they are just so much more than any relationship or anything that they've been through in their past. And Galentine's Day is all about uplifting other women in your life. And I just want these women to feel cared for, thought about on Galentine's Day, it being, of course, the day before Valentine's Day. So I drop off all these baskets on purpose on Galentine's Day, and I make sure to tell everyone, like, this is a Galentine's Day gift. There might be some heart-shaped candies in there, technically, for Valentine's Day, but this is a Galentine's Day gift, because women need to know that other women are out there thinking about them. So that's kind of why I do it that way. But I went in and I dropped off all this stuff, and of course they were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And so I asked the woman who was there working, you know, how long have you worked here? And she said 3 years to the day, which was crazy, because I was like, this is insane, because this is the 3 year anniversary that I am doing Galentine's Day and doing these donations. And we kind of made a connection that way. And she was like, oh my goodness, what a coincidence. That's so crazy. I will say that first year, I don't remember her being there. But I mean, if it was her first day, she could have been going through onboarding. Who knows, you know? But just the fact that her 3 year anniversary was the same 3 year anniversary that Galentine's Day was happening, I was like, oh my gosh, this is meant to be. That's so cool. Like, what a coincidence. And so we kind of chit chatted about that a little bit. And then because I saw like she had like an official name badge and she told me she's been working there for 3 years, I told her, like, listen, in the past, it's been a little bit hard to get a hold of you guys through the website, through phones. I know you have volunteers sometimes working, and so, you know, things get missed, and that is totally okay because you guys are still doing amazing work here. But it has been hard in the past for me to get a hold of someone regarding this stuff. I would just like to know feedback, if the items that I give are helpful, which items are more helpful than others, how I can improve in the future, and just stuff like that. And she was like, oh, yes, yes, yes. So I got her card, and I got the card of someone who has worked there for 3 years. It's just, I feel really good about that. I just feel like, thank goodness I made this more professional connection with someone who does work there, because in the past I've tried to call, I've tried to leave messages, and I don't really hear back from them. I have always received like a thank you card after the donation drop off, which is very nice of them, because they take down my information when I drop stuff off, and I'm glad that, you know, they gave me that thank you card and everything. But I've tried to call before dropping stuff off because it is overwhelming and it's a lot, and I hate to just show up unannounced with these huge gifts, which are great and they will happily take them. But at the same time, that's just a lot to take in unexpectedly if they're not expecting it. But that's what I've had to do because I have not been able to get a hold of someone in the past. But now that I've made this connection, I'm very happy about it. I have their personal phone number, which is so cool. They've worked there for 3 years. They know a lot about everything that's going on. So I just feel really good about that connection. And I'm excited to reach out to this person to talk more about the items, like I said, what is helpful, what's not helpful. I would love to receive some feedback. I would love to talk to her more about it. I would love to look at other opportunities for me to come by and volunteer. Oh gosh, volunteering, that's its own podcast. We will talk about that. But I would like to talk to her about like other opportunities to be involved with the Volunteers of America Irving Street Women's Residence. I absolutely would love to. So I'm happy I made that connection. I can't wait to talk with her some more about it. They were so, so grateful. But another thing that was different about the drop-off this year was I got to meet some of the residents that were staying there. This time around, the doors that were closed before to like kind of the common area where some of the women would stay and watch TV and hang out, these doors, they were open. So they were opened up. So some of the women were boom right there. And as I'm bringing in all these gifts and stuff, they're a little curious, like what's going on. And so some of the women also helped me go to my car, grab a couple baskets, bring them inside. And so it was very nice to be able to get a helping hand from not only volunteers who work there, but some of the residents who work there. And so they were very happy to help. They were excited. They're like, what is all of this stuff? And, you know, I told them, I'm like, listen, they're going to have to check some of it or whatever before you guys get it. But there's a lot of really great stuff in there. And it's just a gift. And I kind of told them that I fundraised with, you know, people on my social media. And this is the third year we've done it. And they were just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. You're amazing. Thank you so much. And I'm like, oh yeah. I was like, us girls got to stick together. And I even like dropped some knowledge. I was like, today's Galentine's Day. And they were like, what is that? And I was like, it's for the ladies. So it was just a cool little bonding experience and actually getting to talk to some of the residents this year, which I hadn't done previously. And who knows, next year, I mean, not that I'm like trying to make a big thing, like a big event out of it or anything like that. Like, I obviously want to respect these people's privacy and even the shelter. That's why I've never had footage of me taking stuff into the shelter and stuff like that. Like, you just don't know what the people who are staying there have been through in the past and what they might be currently dealing with. And by no means should I be putting anyone on social media, you know, who is in that position. I'm just there to do a good deed, to drop this off. I'm so happy to do it. I'm happy to work with everyone listening to do it. And so it was just kind of one of those situations. But because I did talk with a worker who has been there and connected with her, I'm thinking maybe next year I can turn it into, again, not an open event by any means, but more of an event for the residents who are there. Set up a time to drop off the baskets so they can get checked ahead of time, so that way they can actually enjoy a Galentine's Day basket on Galentine's Day. Maybe I can throw the residents that are staying there a Galentine's party. I think that would be a lot of fun. Again, nothing on social, cannot invite anyone outside of that organization to it, but just to do something extra special, of course, along with that donation, just for the ladies that are staying there. But I don't know, I already have like all these ideas, you know, going through my head of like, what else can we do? How can we add on to this? But that's just me. I'm always doing too much. But anyway, it was very nice to talk to some of the people who were staying there. You know, people filter in and out of the shelter of the residence there. I don't know how long people typically stay. I believe this is a little bit more of a long-term place that people can stay, but I'm excited to learn more. You know, now that I finally have a contact there, I am so excited to learn more, to educate myself some more, to open up more volunteer opportunities, to connect with these women a little bit more. And I'm just excited for what's to come. But yeah, this donation drop off this year was so much different from years past, and it was nice. And I got to see the smiles that I brought to some of these women. And that, it hit different. It hit different because I got to see some of these women. And then the woman who works there, she's like, can I give you a hug? And I was like, yeah. So it was really cool. It was just really cool. So thank you again for all your support. I have said in the past, like, I feel annoying talking about Galentine's Day constantly, but this is something that I want to do, and if we're going to make it successful and we're going to reach our goal, I have to talk about it constantly. So thank you for putting up with that. I don't know, I just think I'm so like self-conscious about being annoying, if that makes sense. So thank you. I've talked a lot lately about being in my head, and not believing in myself or not trusting myself or getting self-conscious about things. And so I kind of wanted to talk about that, especially because I'm a huge Queer Eye fan. Love that show. It is so good. It is so life-changing. Obviously, for so many people who are actually on that show, but I believe it's life-changing for people who watch that show because there are a lot of really great lessons, life lessons, family lessons, friend lessons. There's just so many life lessons in that show for anyone just watching it to take away. So I was watching that show because season 8 had come out, and I was watching season 8 and there was an episode of a man who teaches at a school, and he's a high school football coach, and he has a disability. He is deaf, and he works at a deaf school, at a school for deaf kids, and it's a high school, but you know, they are exactly like everyone else. They just can't hear, you know? And so playing sports, going through their academics, focusing on these kids, and just having this school specifically for other kids who are just like them, who are hearing impaired, it's a great resource to have. And the school was kind of going under a little bit, and the sports program was going under just a little bit. And so they just needed help. And so they helped this man, himself, his personal life, his personal style. They go through the whole transformation, the whole thing. And freaking Karamo, man, if you've seen that show, you already know Karamo. He is such an amazing person and just really makes you think, and he's the one who kind of goes through these life lessons with you and teaching yourself how to do the things that you don't think that you can do. And so he went through this whole conversation with this man who was this high school football coach about trusting yourself, and he needs to trust himself that he is making a difference in these kids' lives, and he needs to trust himself that he is leading the school in a good, positive direction, as well as like the football team in a good direction. And like, he needs to trust that he is making the changes that he wants to make in these kids' lives, that he needs to just trust himself that he's already doing that. He is taking action, he is taking steps, he is doing all of these things, but he felt like he was failing when really he just wasn't trusting himself that he's making the right moves. And so Karamo went through this whole conversation with him and talking to him about all of that. I'm sitting here crying like, oh my God, this is so good. And then I was thinking about it myself and I was like, dude, I need to trust myself. I'm like, let me take in this life lesson right now, Karamo. So I'm like, yeah, I need to trust myself. And I was like, Galentine's Day is a freaking perfect example. I had a whole life lesson with myself after watching this freaking episode and like thinking about it. And I'm like, yeah, I need to trust myself some more. I've done really great things in my life, in my career, and yada yada yada. And like, I don't want people to take this the wrong way, and I don't want people to be like, oh my God, she's gloating about herself right now, oh my God, she's so conceited, oh my God, she just called herself great, da 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 da. No, first of all you need to talk nicely to yourself, okay? So that is something that I try to practice. That is something that I've always been better at than some people, I think, is just being nicer to myself and how I talk to myself and how I talk about myself. That's something that a lot of people need to practice. And it's something that I've been okay at my entire life, thank goodness. But it's something that's more widely celebrated now because we're realizing that it is important. You do need to be nice to yourself and hype yourself up and talk about your accomplishments. Like, that's okay. That's not gloating necessarily. There's a difference between gloating and just talking nicely about yourself. So that's all I'm trying to do right now. I'm not trying to like be an asshole. So anyway, I have done good things with my life, in my career. I'm happy with the things that I have done, the things that I have accomplished. And like Galentine's Day this year, I was just a little bit in my head and very self-conscious about it. I almost didn't do it. I've told you about that. And I'm so glad that I ended up doing it. And not only did I do it, we reached our goal and we accomplished what we wanted to accomplish, right? With these Galentine's Day baskets. And I did it for a third year, when in the beginning, I almost didn't do it in the freaking first place. And it was because of Bex and friends believing in me and being like, yeah, you absolutely can do this. And I was like, okay, maybe. And then as I'm doing it, I'm like, oh, you're right. I can do this. And so it goes back to what Karama was talking about in just trusting yourself. And I was like, man, this is hitting home right now. So I definitely didn't trust myself with Galentine's Day this year, which is why I was feeling weird about it. And same thing with, honestly, a lot that's going on. Stuff with, like, work, stuff with things going on in life, stuff with Galentine's Day, stuff with this podcast. Like, I just need to trust myself some more because I've already done it. I just need to keep doing it, you know? And so I understand that we all have moments of weakness, and we have those moments where we're a little self-conscious, or that voice in the back of your head gets a little too loud telling you, no, you can't do it. We all have those moments because at the end of the day, we're just freaking human, right? But we need to also talk nicely to ourselves. We need to have those positive affirmations, the yes, you cans, that other voice in the back of your head to be louder, to say, yes, you absolutely can do this. You will do this. You did do this. All of that. So, yeah, that just, like, really hit me when Karama was talking to this guy about trusting yourself. And if you're already taking steps to go where you want to go in life, in career, in relationships, in any aspect of life, you just need to have a little bit of trust in yourself. So I just wanted to talk about that a little bit because it very much goes hand in hand with Galentine's Day. And I feel like a lot of people can use that reminder just in general. So trust yourself. You know, if you're going through something right now in a personal relationship, if you're going through something in work, in family, in speaking up for yourself, you just need to trust yourself. Because at the end of the day, if an idea popped into your head about, I think I want to do something or say something or be something, that idea stemmed from some sort of positivity in the back of your mind of thinking that, yeah, I can do it. And so you just need to trust yourself that, yes, you can do it. And yes, you can take steps into making whatever you need to have happen, happen. So I took away a lot from that. I mean, that was all just from, like, a freaking episode of Queer Eye. Like, so I highly recommend that show. If that's not a show that you already watch, that show can, like, for real enrich your life. It is crazy, that show. How much, like, love and light and positivity and goodness that that show brings to so many people's lives. Of course, the people who they actually work with and are changing their actual freaking lives. But just, like I said, being a viewer and just watching it, like, there's a lot of life lessons, man. Those gay guys, they all know what they're talking about, honey. So go check it out. Queer Eye Season 8, available on Netflix now. Not sponsored. So thank you so much for trusting me, for listening to me, listening to this podcast, for trusting me with your money for freaking Galentine's Day. I thought about how crazy that was too, because at the end of the day, I'm just a person, and, like, I am asking, like, $1,200 is not a small amount of money. That's a lot of money. And so I'm asking people basically, hey, give me $1,200, but you're trusting me that I am doing something positive and good, and I am doing what I said I am doing with that money. And I am. So thank you for trusting me that I'm actually doing all this stuff. And of course, it helps that I put up all the videos and I actually show you that, yeah, I'm doing this stuff. But thank you for trusting me. Thank you for listening. And thank you for celebrating Breakfast Burrito Friday, baby. You know what it is.
Get your breakfast!
you so much for listening. Get yourself a breakfast burrito. Trust your damn self. I love you so much. Bye.